لم عيجك عيني من قلة التقوى، لم عيجك عيني من قلة التقوى.
Says my eyes are dry because of the absence of taqwa. My eyes are dry because of the absence of taqwa. Says, look, the consequence of those tears was because of a good heart. And what was the result of this sound heart? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall give him shade on a day when there is no other shade but the shade of Allah. A man once said to his sons, look, when I die, cremate me, burn me. Put some in the air, some in the water. If Allah gets hold of me, He will punish me. He says, Allah said to the earth, bring my slave together. And there he was. He said, my slave, why did you do what you did? He said, my Lord, out of fear for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, because of the fear that you had of me in your heart, I have forgiven you your sin. Says a person, Allah mentions that you, there's no excuse for your heart to change. You may be forced to say a statement of kufr, but your heart has to be firm with iman. It should never change. Allah doesn't take you to account for the mistakes that you make. A person once was in a desert on a camel. His camel left. He sat down thinking that he was going to die. When the camel came back, he held it and he said, he made a mistake out of happiness. He says, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. Out of happiness. Why is it that you do not hold Allah in awe? Don't you know He created you from nothing, and then from that He created you into a speck until you became as you are? Why don't you hold Allah in awe? Why don't you hold Allah in awe? Brothers and sisters in faith, we don't have enough time for this. The next point. Read and your Lord is the most noble, the one who taught by the pen.
جعل الله مفتاح مغاليق القلوب كلها بلا استثناء وهذا اشفى دواء.
The opening of the heart is to read with thought in the Quran, to read the Quran but to reflect on it. Allah says, don't they recite the Quran and reflect on its meaning? Nay, but they have seals on their hearts. Allah mentions that this is the purpose for the Quran, a book that we have sent down, blessed, so that you may reflect on its verses. This is compulsory. You may reflect, think, give thought to the signs and the verses therein. This is for people with sound hearts. He says, you think and you reflect on it to put it into practice. Brothers and sisters in faith, we are before Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth. He says, the cure not only for the Muslims, but the cure for humanity is to be found in this book, the Quran. Says, look, if they knew what we have of this book, they would hasten to use it more than we do. Allah says, O mankind, Allah, He addresses humanity, O mankind. A warning has come to you from your Lord, and a cure for what is in the heart. This expression includes everything. It is a cure for every type of disease that is found in the heart. It's guidance, mercy for the believers. Say, with Allah's bounty and His mercy, be happy with this. It is better than what you gather for yourselves in the dunya. It is better than everything that the people gather together on this dunya. It is better. This is why. Umar once sent one of his young men to count the camels. He says, he came back and he says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, their numbers are so great, I cannot count them. This is Allah's bounty. Umar took him and he hit him on his back. He says, don't you know that Allah's bounty is in the Quran? Ibn Abbas says, we used to finish the Quran every 3 days. He says, if the Prophet had allowed us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to complete the Quran in less than 3 days, we would have done it. Some of them used to complete it every week. The one who did it the least was from among the companions, was one who recited it every month. He said, one of the companions said, he was there one night and he said, no one will beat me at the Kaaba. He says, and I swore by Allah, no one will beat me there. He said, and I met Uthman. He said, and he stood up and he recited the Quran, all of it in one rak'ah. Abdullah ibn Amr al-As, he was married to one of his relatives. He said, I went and this was the night of his marriage. He said, and I stood up with her to pray 2 rakahs with her before doing anything else. He said, at the night, I continued to recite him, and he says, all of a sudden I realized that I had completed the whole Quran in 2 rakahs. He said, and behind him was his wife. She didn't complain and she wasn't tired about it. This is on the night of his wedding. Says, where are we from the Quran? Where are we from the Quran? Have we lived these things? We have become distant from the Quran, and the Quran has become distant from our hearts. When shall we be better then? How shall we correct ourselves? If the cure is in the Quran, How can we cure ourselves unless we use this medication here? How can we cure ourselves if we're going to take the cure and throw it away? Allah explained this in the Quran and He invites us to it. Allah has commanded me to worship Him, the Lord of this city, and do not commit shirk, and to recite the Quran. To recite the Quran. Think about these things. The revelation that we receive from Allah is sufficient to cure our hearts. You may read one verse 1,000 times or 1,000,000 times, and each time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you a different meaning from that one verse. Allah says, if the oceans were ink and the trees were to be pens, these things, even if you were to bring another set of oceans, they would go away before Allah's words would stop. If we had an ocean, the meanings that we could get from the Quran, we would be writing and writing and writing, and the ocean would cease to exist, but the meanings that you could deduce from the Quran would continue. One of the old scholars says, look, if I wanted to write on Surah Al-Fatiha alone, it would take 70 camels to carry the books that would be produced from Fatiha alone. Hey, he says the third one. He said, stand up. Stand up for Allah through the night, tahajjud. He says, when the Prophet would hear the cock crowing throughout the night, he would arise. He would stand. It was time to answer Allah's call, to wake up. He said one of the greatest cures for the heart is standing up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. This is what Allah says to him. Stand up through the night, half of it or less than it, and recite the Quran with measured intonation. We are going to place a burden on your shoulders. This particular part of the night, it is better for your body and your soul. And it is the best time. It is the best time for you to strengthen your heart and to worship Allah undisturbed and to reflect on the meanings of the Quran.
أو حتى على الأرض على الأقل قرب من أهل البغي تحت أديب السماوات. فالقرب من الظلمة جعلته
مكروها. To put into practice these areas. Stand up, even if it's a small portion. Says the sorcerers from Fir'aun. They came and they said, If we are victorious, will we get close to you? Will we get close? He says, yes. He says, we need to do these similar things, not the way they did it, but righteous deeds to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the wicked people want to get close to their devils because they think they can benefit them. Muslims, why are we doing it to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that which is righteous? The last third of the night, Allah descends to the lower heaven and He calls out, is there anyone who is seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Is there anyone who is seeking forgiveness so I may forgive him? Is there anyone who is seeking tawbah that I may give him? Is there anyone even who needs help in this world? Is there anyone who will at least call out to Allah during this time, even concerning your worldly affairs? All night just sleeping? At least a part of the night we should be standing up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling out to you and you're sleeping? What kind of negligence is this? Imam Shafi'i said, whoever thinks that in this dunya there is rest, it shows the feebleness of his mind. Allah says, mankind, you are struggling towards Allah. You are struggling towards Allah. It's work, and one day you shall meet Him. We belong to Allah, and to Him shall we return. When the Prophet was tired, jihad and torture, the people beating, Allah revealed to him, have we not opened your heart and removed the burden from you? And raised your station up amongst the people? After every difficulty there is ease. After every difficulty there is ease. Says here, there is a wisdom why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned al-usr with the definite article and yusr without it, because the times of ease are more than the times of difficulties. One period of difficulty or one period of difficulty will always have two periods of ease. When the night came, some of them used to get it, say that night has come and there is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is living and shall never die. Do we feel close to Allah, the irresistible? When the Muslim affairs came difficult to Umar, he used to get up at night and pray to Allah until he came to the part where he says, I complain my difficulties and extreme circumstances only to Allah. And he continued to recite this particular verse until the morning. This is the same thing the Prophet ﷺ did. When he came to the verse in Surah Al-Ma'idah, if you punish them, O Allah, they are your slaves. And if you forgive them, then you are the powerful, the wise. He continued to recite it until the morning.
قال فانطلقنا إلى المسجد ينتظر قدومه في صلاة الصبح فإذا بنا نسمع في أحد أرسال المسجد أنين بابي فدنونا منه فإذا به عمر فلما فرغ من ثلاثه قلت يا أمير المؤمنين ألا تريح نفسك هذه الساعة لتحال بها على أمر رعية دون تنهارك فقال فوسدني في صدري بكفه وهو يقول ويحك كنت أظنك أفقه من هذا لولا هذه الساعة التي نتزود فيها بالذات
A person came to Umar, came to the masjid one morning, and they thought that they would get there before the Amir al-Mu'mineen. And they found Umar, they heard a person crying in the corner of the masjid. And they went to the corner and they saw Umar there, and he was in Salah crying. And a person came to him after he completed his prayer. And he said, Ya Umar, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, why don't you use this time to sleep to get strength to take care of the affairs of the Ummah? Umar hit him in his chest. He said, if I don't get strength from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where will I get it from to take care of the affairs of the Muslim? Allah says, stand up in the night, except for a short time. Stand up and warn the people. Carry Allah's trust to them. Which responsibility or burden is greater than that a person should be a messenger of Allah to the people? Those who say our Lord is Allah and then they remain upright, the angels come down on them. They are given glad tidings of a paradise that they have been promised. We are your helpers in this life and in the life to come. This is what the angels, we are your helpers in this life and in the life to come. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala points out, who is better in speech than the one who invites to Allah's way? This will open your heart. If your heart is not open up in this way, it will be opened up by those who come and receive guidance at your heart. If you invite to Allah's path, it will be a source to help you. Ibn Jawzi, 20,000 used to come to his class. He used to cry and say, don't punish me with my sin. And I do not disgrace me on your Mu'tiyam, because you have made me a source of guidance for some of your creation. Please Allah, don't punish me on your Mu'tiyam. Good and evil are not the same. Repel evil with good, so much so that if someone is an enemy to you, treat him as if he is your best friend. And no one except the patient shall receive these advices. Says the person says, The person came and he says, look at how I am growing my beard. Yani, he says, no, your beard is not you that's growing it, it's growing you. Because of your practice in the sunnah, you're becoming developed and you're growing it in Allah's sight. He says, stand up and warn the people. A lot of supplication is also important. Supplication is a great door. The Prophet ﷺ opened it in every way upon himself, supplication to Allah. And who has more understanding than the Prophet ﷺ? And he knows that the hearts change. How can you seek firmness of the heart from anyone other than the one who controls the hearts? Don't you know Allah says, know that Allah comes between a man and his heart? The Prophet ﷺ said, the hearts of people are between the two fingers of the merciful. He changes them as he wills. This was one of the supplications that the Prophet ﷺ always used to use. O changer of hearts, keep my heart firm on your deen. This is also the supplication of those grounded in knowledge. O Allah, don't cause our hearts to go astray after you have guided us. You do not break your promise. Brothers and sisters of faith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, supplicate to me and I shall answer you. Those who feel arrogant from obedience to me and submitting themselves to me, they shall enter hellfire. Open up the door of supplication. And if the door of supplication is open up to you, an abundance of good has been opened up to you. Allah gets angry when you don't ask him. The son of Adam gets angry when you ask him. Allah gets angry when you do not ask him. The son of Adam becomes angry when you do ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always responds to your supplication. But we have to look at the condition of our hearts to see how we can become sincere when we supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no.